Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Daniel chapter 9, verses 2 through 10. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Daniel, the 9th chapter. In the first year of the reign of Darius, I, Daniel, perceived in the books the number of years that, according to the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet, must pass before the end of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. Then I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and statutes. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belongs righteousness, but to us open shame, as at this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them, because of the treachery that they have committed against you. To us, O Lord, belongs open shame, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by walking in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the year 538 BC, Cyrus the Great, named here differently Darius, came to power, conquered the Babylonians, and gave hope to Israel. He's the one who is portrayed almost as if he were Christ in the Old Testament, because he's the one who gives the decree to bring the people of Israel back out of their exile, back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, to resume their time in the promised land. Daniel has this discovery by reading the scriptures, by looking at the prophecies of Jeremiah, particularly from Jeremiah 25 and Jeremiah 29. There he says, after this whole land shall become a ruin and a waste, these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then after 70 years are complete, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their iniquity, declares the Lord. And I will bring upon that land all the words that I've uttered against it, everything in this book. Also in Jeremiah 29, where he talks about, again, for 70 years they will be there in Babylon, that they are to pray for the welfare of the city, that they are going to have to take some time in Babylon and act appropriately in exile. But then when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, says the Lord. I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. You might know these words, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Now, those are the only words we know from all of Jeremiah's prophecy. They're very nice words, and they fit very well on greeting cards for people that we don't actually have to go see or talk to. But you don't get the right to say those words without going through 70 miserable years first. You don't have the right to say those words if you have not also said what Daniel says today, that he puts on sackcloth and ashes, that he says, to you, O Lord, belong righteousness. To you alone, O Lord, belongs welfare, future, hope, all of the wonderful things, the blessing, all of the things that you revealed to Moses when you passed before him on the mountain. But to us belongs open shame, for we have sinned against you, for we have been rebellious. And listen to all of the things that Daniel says. This is difficult for us. It's difficult for our time in history, most of all, because we are so comfortable. That we are not used to taking any time, whether it's a token of time, like these 70 days of Septuagesima leading up to Easter, or whether it's a serious time, like a pandemic that lasts over the whole world, that puts us all into chaos and fear of death that we probably have never known in our lifetime or our parents' lifetime. So that we don't act appropriately to the situation. So that when things are terrible, when we are exiled in some way or we are oppressed, we don't take any time to call out to the Lord. I could not find a hymn in our current hymnal that could lament to God. I had to dig it up from some old hymnal. That's why we had to print it. We don't sing like this anymore. We don't sing like the Bible sings. We don't call out to God when we are in trouble, or even if it is a trouble of our own making. This is a problem, dear Christians. This is a lying to ourselves. Because at the same time that we don't lament to God, we do lament to everybody else. We do complain over and over again, constantly. We grumble like the children of Israel to everyone except the one who can do something about it, our God, except for the one that we need to make confession to. So let us learn today simply from Daniel to take the time to be appropriate to the situation. To recognize our sins when they come to us. When we find ourselves in great calamity, not to assume that whatever is second best that we can cobble together is really the same as if we were doing it fully and rightly. No, that's not how it is. Likewise, when death strikes, let us learn from those who came before us to take great deals of time, maybe not 70 years, but some amount of time, some amount of inconvenience to mourn our dead, to bury our dead, to have our whole schedule disrupted, so that we can consider what is going on, consider what lessons we might learn from the Lord, or as Psalm 90 puts it, to number our days to get some kind of heart of wisdom. Now, we have many promises from the Scriptures that the Lord means well for us. But when Moses had the people in Deuteronomy memorize a song before they would enter into the promised land without him, mind you, because he would die on Mount Nebo, the song is not a happy one. It includes mercy. It includes the promise that the Lord will give blessing. In fact, after all of these calamities are past, very much what Jeremiah foresees and what Daniel is eager to see. Thus, he bursts out into this prayer, into this confession, about 68 years into their exile because he knows the time must be soon. Let me remind the Lord of his promise so that he will redeem us after 70 years. Even so, Moses had them memorize the words of warning, of curse, of punishment, much like the rest of Psalm 95 that we have been singing this week, so that they would know when they had fallen into sin, so they would be called back by repentance to him, so that they would not go on lying to themselves as Jeremiah's false prophets did, peace, peace, even if there is no peace, or go on as we often do, complaining to everyone except for our Lord. Now those who have lamented their sins, lamented their condition, lamented the world around us, not uselessly to the rest of the world, but very profitably to the God who lends his ear to us, who wants to hear us, who has given us both his warnings but also his promises, who has put his own son into death in our place, the place of those who have rebelled against him. How will he not then hear us gladly? After all, even as Daniel says in the midst of all this lament, to the Lord belongs mercy and forgiveness. And is that not our hope? Therefore, let us heed also, like Daniel has, the words of Jeremiah. It is good for a man to put his face in the dust for a time, because there may yet be hope, that we may learn wisdom, and that then we may truly trust in and rejoice in the Lord's saving mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.